Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason and I talk about ways that he can get back together with his ex-wife.
Well, I feel as if the ski mask idea is...
just breaking into the house?
It's too much. And it I like it. I know it would grab her attention, but...
it's too much. It's
Do you think so?
Yeah, I don't think she's going to appreciate the ski mask. Because you want to surprise her with the skiing vacation that way, right?
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm worried about.
Because maybe it's not the best way to surprise her with the ski mask.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I'm going to kill you. We're going to the mountains.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. No ad today. I don't know where the hell MeUndies went. MeUndies just left. Nature Box, maybe the last thing we said kind of offended them. They may have dipped.
Oh.
Well, fuck you, MeUndies.
Oh, yay. I don't think that's the way it was explained to us at all on the phone call. I don't know why you're coming out like hot like this.
They're just taking a break. They're just like, yeah, we just don't have an ad for today, man. Chill.
Yeah, they're ad buys. They like us a lot, actually.
I know. I was just kidding.
Okay, good.
Jason's like, cut it out. Stop.
Don't do this. We need
MeUndies. But no ads today. So.
I like MeUndies and Nature Box because I actually like the stuff.
I know, and it's a bummer when we don't have ads because it's usually just something we can talk about.
And it kills a good 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm willing to stretch an ad to 8 minutes, and even David will be like, all right, that's enough. But I'm willing to go MeUndies.
I'm willing to talk about MeUndies right now, even though they're not paying us. All right, guys, roll the intro music. That was the intro music by Bruce Wegner.
Yeah.
He's this guy who
made
hates...
made up with him this week.
I was going to say he hates Jason, but you made up with him this
he
week.
Came to my house one day while you were not there.
Okay.
Knocked on the door.
Yeah.
And he said, fuck you, turd.
I think like so you made up with him.
I think that's a step in the right direction. It's a lot nicer than he's
been. I was just sitting here before we started the podcast with Jason, and he sends his recent YouTube video to some girl or to someone through texting. And I'm Snoopy, and I'm always curious. So I'm like,
you are Snoopy.
Yeah,
so you're the Snoopiest. And nothing goes by you. Nothing.
Yeah. So I'm. So he sends his video to this girl, and I'm like, who'd you just send your YouTube video to? And he's like, oh, just this girl. And I'm like, what was the point of it? And she's like, well, earlier she texted me, what you up to? And I said, nothing, just editing my video. And she responded, ooh, I'd love to see it when you're done. So he hasn't texted this girl back in like 8 hours and just decided to send her the video because he's finished with it. Like, that's how literal Jason is when he's texting.
Yeah, I like being literal. I like following up with what I say I'm going to do. And it keeps me sane.
Hey, how you doing? Training for a marathon. Ooh, I'd love to hear your results when you're done. Text her back in 5 months. finished 36. Could have done better.
You asked.
I know, but it's just funny that that's how you communicate with her.
What was I supposed to say? You're so stupid.
You should have texted her back right away. Be like, yeah, that'd be dope.
I did.
I'll send it to you.
I did. I said, okay, I will. With an exclamation point.
I know. I know, but you had to be like, what about you? What are you up to?
I should have said that just now.
Yeah.
What are you up to?
No, you're good. You're good. We'll do it another time. We'll do it another time. My house got broken into.
Yeah.
Which is probably going to be the title of this podcast.
Okay.
So I want to dive right into it.
All right.
I don't know how to explain this for people. Oh my God. Look how much my hands are sweating. Look at this. Look.
What's going on with you right now?
I don't know.
Are you nervous about something?
Yeah, I think your feet are just smelling so much.
My feet don't look like they were dipped in fucking scum water.
What?
Your hands look like you're drenched.
Yeah, I'm drenched. I don't know what's going on. I just have anxiety.
Are you sick?
Yeah.
Oh, you get anxiety?
Everyone gets anxiety.
I don't think you did.
I don't.
Okay.
Anyway, my house got broken into recently.
Yes.
I made a vlog about it. So, I mean, a lot of people were
texted us at 3 a.m. I said, you need to come over, which alarmed Scott and I, like, oh, great. What's going to happen to us?
First, I texted the group chat and I'm like, I think there's someone in my house.
You know, when bad shit happens to you now, like, no one's going to believe you.
What do you mean?
Like, you're pretty young. You're very young. And, like, nothing bad's happened to you yet. But, like, when crisis come to you
but
now.
But it's not like...
Your friends are going to be like, yeah, right, David.
But it's not like I fake this break-in.
When you're like, there's a bear on top of me. There's an alligator that bit my leg. We're like, uh-huh. Oh. No, I know you didn't fake it. That's the thing.
Oh, because you're saying everyone was... all our friends came up to me. Literally, I got
the
so many...
The closest of your friends.
Yeah, like the friends that just, you know...
Josh Peck.
That see me every day. They're like, yeah. Come on, tell me the truth. Was
yeah.
that fake?
Yeah.
And it was so confusing to me. I'm like, no, it wasn't fake. I didn't understand the argument there.
It would have cost you $70,000 to fake that.
It would have literally cost me. So I would have been prepared with better jokes if it was, an $80,000 gig because an ambulance came. I didn't even show up, but the fire truck was there. That was in the back. And there were like 4 or 5 police cars. No, I got broken into. And it was, I wouldn't say broken into.
Why do they send the fire truck always? It seems like an unnecessary send. Most times.
Well, just to put out, just to turn on the hose.
To spray him down?
No, it was kind of like, it's a dirty Dom joke. He's like, you know why they call me the fireman?
Why?
Because I turn on the hose. It didn't land. Okay, let's
continue. No, I get it. I get it. It landed.
So I came home. Mm-hmm. It was late. It was like 2 a.m. It was like 1:45. Mm-hmm. And I see a light on. And the second... Like, I walk by the office, the light is on in there. I assume Alex is home, he's doing something, but there's clothes all around my house, and they're not mine, and it smells awful. And then I look into the office, and it's this maybe Mexican man just laying on the couch, just completely...
asleep.
Just passed out in my clothes. It's insane. And, like, that's the scariest moment. There's not... Like imagine like a scary movie, like when you're watching and you cover your eyes, mm-hmm. and then something pops out, then you uncover your eyes because it's already like, you know, it's happened, you're in the moment. So like that's what happened. The only scary part of being broken into was that immediate reaction. It's like, holy shit, this guy's in my house. I'm staring at him right now. What's going to happen?
Right.
But like you get over it in like literally like 20 seconds because you're like, okay, he's asleep. I've made some noise. I've walked around. I clicked my camera on immediately. And I thought I thought he was going to think it was like a gun I was mm-hmm. clocking, and I thought he was going to pull something out of his back and just shoot me in the face, mm-hmm. which didn't happen. But no, it turned out.
Then what did you do exactly? Because I know what I would have done in that moment.
I
would have left the house.
Yeah,
entirely.
I went to the kitchen, and I tried
set up my camera.
I tried filming an intro.
Yeah,
but I couldn't. Because I kept looking over, so I called the police. I'm like, the right thing is to call the police.
You filmed an intro before you called the police?
I tried, but I couldn't.
Okay.
And I called the police, and I'm like, there's someone in my house. Please come. And they're like, okay, on. And I hung up, put my phone down. Oh, because I needed to either call the – I assumed that I was going to be with the police for a really long time. Mm-hmm. So I didn't – I wanted to get that over with because I wanted to use my flashlight. Like on my phone to lighten up my face because I didn't want to turn on the lights in my house because that would have like gotten really intense.
Right.
And the video wouldn't have been as good because it would have been like during the, you know, the lights would have been on. No one would have even been scared.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
I'm getting such a picture of how messed up we all are right now.
But yeah, then I just did an intro like there's someone in my house. And like I obviously like this guy wasn't going to murder me and
did
I knew this.
A reaction video.
I did a reaction video. I played the Try Not to Laugh challenge with him. We had a Q&A. I really, really badly. If I would have known, the main reason I ended up calling the police in the first place is because I couldn't see what was in my bedroom. In my bedroom, my bedroom door was cracked open a little bit, and it was really dark inside. And just the first thing I thought of is, okay, well, if you're going to break into my house to sleep here, why would you not sleep on my bed in my master bedroom? Mm. And I'm like, okay, well, there must be 4 other people in the room. Mm-hmm. Like just sleeping on my bed, just like a big group of them.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't like just mess with him. That's why, like, if I would have known it was just him, like I could easily, I was easily able to tell that this guy was passed out, that he was like on some kind of drugs. He's not here just taking a random nap. And And like I would have, it would have been very fun to go up to him.
Just taking a random nap.
I know, but not like sober. Like sure. It wasn't like, okay, it's time for a nap. Let me find a house and I'll kill someone if they walk in.
Got it.
I could tell that he was just drunk. There was alcohol all over the place. And if I would have known that it was just him, I would have loved to set up a tripod.
Right.
And or just like held the camera like and sat right by him and been like, hey.
And waited.
Like just been like a little smart ass. Like been like, hey, what's up? You know, like when like a 3-year-old like figures out something. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Busted. But
you're on my YouTube channel.
You're on my YouTube channel. And then I had the option to press charges when the police came and I didn't want to go to court and
how long did it take the police to come?
Like solid 8 minutes.
That's pretty good.
It's very good. And I didn't want to press any charges because I didn't want to go to court.
What'd you say? There's an intruder in my house? There's a guy asleep?
Yeah, I said there's a guy in my house. I mean, it sounded scary. I'm like, there's a guy in my house. Please come send people. And I hung up.
That was it?
That was it. I hung up.
You didn't stay on the phone with them?
Well, no, I gave him my address and I hung up.
Because you didn't want to wake him.
I needed to shoot and I knew she would be, and I wanted to call Liza to show her.
Right.
Because I know Liza wouldn't believe me. And so I wanted to show her. No, but...
And what did she say? Get out of the house.
Yeah, she was like, just be careful. But I mean, it was such a crazy experience being broken into. It was so surreal, and it was...
Is it hard to come home here now?
The scary part about coming home is always the initial fear of there being something in. But after I check it out, and there's no one here, right. I'm good. I was scared that it was going to... That he was maybe going to watch it and he was going to come back.
Uh-huh.
I showed Liza and she felt really bad for him.
Yeah.
Which shows what kind of a person she is, you know?
Yeah.
Weak. No, she just has like a heart like that where she's like, oh, there's obviously something wrong with him. Like, you know, he's mentally not stable. Like that's, you know, cause I was going to use him as my thumbnail, like his face in the medical chair. And she's like, I don't know if that's the right thing to do. Cause you could see like, that he's completely not there.
Right.
And like, I understand that, but like at the same time, he broke into my house. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. he owes me a YouTube video. Like I'm not sending him to jail. Like you
I don't know if he owes you anything.
Yeah. But like there's some kind of punishment.
Right.
And this punishment, I chose public embarrassment.
Right, right.
So that's what
I think
it was.
That's fair.
And I didn't send him to jail because, well, one, because I didn't want to go to court. And two, because that would be just really messed up.
I think so. Yeah. I'm glad you didn't send him to jail.
And then actually the next morning I was driving out over to edit the video, actually two, three mornings after I was driving over to your place to edit a video and he was sitting maybe a quarter of a mile away from my house, just on the ground.
Walgreens?
Yeah, he was at the Walgreens, just sitting on the ground.
Why didn't you
stop? Why didn't I stop and talk to him?
Yeah.
Because I needed to edit the video and I knew it wasn't going to go in that video. It would have had to have been a separate video.
Right.
But if I see him again... I'm gonna stop and I'm gonna do a little fun Q&A.
You've been looking
for
him, right? We looked for him yesterday.
We looked for him yesterday because we wanted to do a question and answer, and then we wanted to give him $1,000, but we figured that may just make him want to come back. But yeah, so that's my break it story. It was fun. Being broken into was great. We went to Vegas recently.
Yeah.
Jason brought Coke.
I did. I brought Coke on the plane.
Huh?
I did.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
Talk about what?
The Coke you brought.
I didn't bring any Coke. What are you talking about?
So we're not, so you don't want to talk about it?
The Coke you did, you mean?
Yeah, the Coke we all did.
Oh, the Coke we all did?
Jason had, so this is, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because we're walking from the fight. We're walking from the fight back to our hotel.
With pot. I had pot in my pocket.
Oh, yeah. he had Coke in his pocket.
Don't send me down the river.
Yeah, okay. We all had Coke in our pocket. No, Jason had pot in his pocket. And we're walking by, like a bunch of dogs. They're like bomb sniffing dogs. And Jason just completely 90-degree angles and walks completely away from the dogs.
And David was the only one who caught it.
And no one notices it. It's so funny because we're all walking one direction. All of a sudden, we're all heading the complete opposite direction because Jason saw these dogs. And I start laughing my ass off. And Jason's like, stop laughing. Stop laughing.
I love that. I was like, no one will know that this is what I'm doing. And then, of course, I hear you. And I was like, ugh. And I didn't even try to deny it. I was just like, just stop. Just stop it.
Just stop.
Yeah, that was super fun. We got on a private plane.
I lost a lot of money. I lost $3,000,
which is super awesome.
SeatGeek took us there.
Amazing company.
They didn't ask for a plug in this podcast.
Fucking give them a plug, dude. What do you want?
Jesus Christ.
What do you want?
I'm just saying that's really generous.
Oh, whatever. SeatGeek. SeatGeek, 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 SeatGeek.
Stop it. I lost $3,000 gambling.
Yeah, David kept making me take money out of my account.
And
then I have a limit on my account, and you act like I'm fucking up somehow.
When Jason can't get more money on the account, I start like a bad addict. I'm like, Jason, what the fuck?
Yeah. Then you like go stand in a line. You're like, go stand in that line. It's like a really long line. See if you can get cash out that way.
I gave you
700.
You gave me 700. And then I lost it because I was playing this game where you can double your money or you lose all of it. And I lost it. So I'm like, screw it. Jason, go get me 1400.
Yeah.
So Jason got me the 1400.
Did I get you 700?
You got me like 700, and then Casey got me more.
Right.
And I lost that. So now I was down, you know, $2,100.
Jesus Christ.
So Scott gave me $100, and I played blackjack with it, and I made $600.
That's
good. So now I had like $800 in total. Casey took some more money out for me. I owe Casey money. And then I went, and I gambled all that, and I lost it.
So how much were you down?
I'm down a little over 3,000. Jason, we were in Vegas, and Jason was watching some footage of Hurricane Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane Harvey. I don't know. And Jason was making some jokes about it on the television.
We were...
They're not bad jokes.
No. Yeah. Go ahead. You tell your part, and then I'll tell mine.
No, go ahead.
We were in Vegas all weekend. We weren't really looking at the news. We had heard there was a storm that was pretty bad. I had heard there was a hurricane, but I didn't know it was like that bad.
Yeah.
So then we're waiting to get on the plane back, and there's the sound is on in the cafe. The TV's on in the cafe. There's no sound, and there's a woman in the field and a guy, a news anchor, talking to her, and you know she's out somewhere.
And it's just and a bunch of water behind satellite. Her.
Yeah.
There's just a bunch of water behind her. And Zane and Jason are cracking jokes about the water and how her yoga and her Pilates class is probably going to be canceled.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
And how she's going to get fat.
Because she can't get to her Pilates class.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so we made some jokes. And it was pretty funny. I thought it was pretty funny. And then I went back on Monday and started editing. And I got all screwed up because I went to Elton's. Our friend was like staying at a dog shelter, and so that like took a lot of my day. So when I started editing, I was way behind. I had so much footage from Las Vegas, and it got to that part, and it just made me laugh, and it was like the funniest thing I had in the whole vlog. And I was like, huh. I was like, oh, that's. I guess that could be misconstrued because it's Houston.
Long story short, he put it in the vlog. And a couple hours later, he got a bunch of bad comments from it.
The next morning, I woke up.
And he pulled the vlog.
Yeah.
And that's funny because last time I talked to Jason, he said that I shouldn't give a crap about comments because I'm a comedian.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter what other people say.
I know. But that's different.
How was it different?
That was different. Well, because this is what I thought, said to myself. I woke up. I saw the comments. I was pissed off. I was like, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean to make fun of the people in Houston. And I was like, and then, you know, some of the comments defended me, like, oh, yeah, obviously he's making fun of, like, stupid white girls or whatever. And they just kept pouring in. And then I thought to myself, well, I thought about, like, my comedic idols, or not my idols, or people that I admire in comedy, like Jon Stewart or whoever, Stephen Colbert. Uh-huh. And I'm like, though they wouldn't make that joke. So I was like, all right, I better pull it.
Fair enough.
That was what I thought.
It's a real real hypocritical move there by Jason Nash. That's a
Well, tell me about it. Why do you think it's hypocritical?
That's one for being
I think it's different.
I don't think it's different because I think it's kind of like me making a joke about Seth eating watermelon. Seth is our black friend, and then people say, you don't know what black people go through. You're not allowed to make jokes like that. Like, that's fucked up. And when I wasn't meaning to, you know, offend people that have actually gone through some hardships.
Do you stand by the joke? That's all it is. I don't stand by the joke anymore.
I don't either because I just get scared of the comments. And that's what.
Well, yeah.
And you didn't stand by the joke either.
But I don't stand by the joke because it's just...
I understand what you're saying.
You know?
But I'm glad you got a taste of what the comments can do to
you. Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
The video was doing really good.
Yeah.
And I lost money on it. And I'm so mad. I was mad at myself. I was going to call Liza too and have her watch it because she was from Houston. and I didn't.
You were going to call Liza and have her comment to make it all okay. Liza, please.
Cover this up for me.
Cover this
Smooth up. Smooth this over, please.
She comments, it is okay. everyone goes, yeah.
And we live in a, you and I, or I can only speak for myself, we live in a bubble doing these videos. They're just like, they take up so much time. And you don't turn on the TV during the day because you're editing. And then the next thing, my next feeling was like, but then I gave a bunch of money today. I gave $110 today to the rec. Just listen to this.
What
I gave
a show 100, off.
Huh?
What a show off.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to show off a little bit. That's right. I'll fucking flex my muscles after, too. And you make you look at it, little bitch.
A little bitch.
So I gave.
And that's the guy who donated money to Hurricane Harvey. a straight up jackass.
I texted $10. Uh-huh. And then I PayPal'd another $100. I gave $110. Then I get comments on Twitter. Why are you using Red Cross? Like tons. It's apparently Red Cross didn't give all the money from Haiti. It's like you could do nothing right.
You can't.
It's awful.
Yeah.
I'm so mad. Like why even?
Why are you using Red Cross, you fucking idiot?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
That's really funny.
So now I've got to go take down today's video with the Red Cross stuff in it and re-upload it.
All right, fair enough. Jason can't win. What was the first time you were in love like?
First time I was in love?
Yeah. Can you remember back?
I had a girlfriend in high school. I don't know if I was in love with her. I guess I was.
What was the first girl to break your heart?
Oh, I had this girl named Shannon in college. And when I was in college, I had all these great friends. And we had like the most amazing college life. Everything was perfect for us. And we knew everybody on campus, and this one girl, I was so in love with her. She just didn't think I was so great.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't laugh at my jokes. You know, I was considered one of the funniest people in the group, right?
Really?
Yes, I was.
Did you ask the group?
Oh, I didn't have to. They were always in stitches.
It was just unanimous?
Yeah.
Like, if I went up to that group, and I'd be like, who's the funniest? They'd point to you.
We were all really funny, but whatever.
You're like, oh, come to think of it.
Mac was pretty great.
So you were in love with a girl that she had absolutely no feelings for you.
I was in love with a girl who didn't like me.
That kind of seems like a thing that's kind of followed you to this age.
Yeah. Right?
You like a lot of girls that don't like you back.
Definitely the one girl that I was in love with. As an adult, yeah, I have had that twice at least.
Yeah, and now it's your ex-wife.
You say we were driving yesterday, and David and I got a call from my ex-wife, and who's been very nice to me lately.
Very
things
nice.
Have been going well, and I'm like talking to her. We're making jokes.
Jason's making jokes.
She was too.
Doubt it.
Oh yeah, she's got a great sense of humor.
Oh, there
and
you
a great
go.
Great ass on her.
She's got a great sense of humor.
And then I hang up the phone. Because, guys, all we do is ride around. This is how my day is. He calls me up. I come over. He's like, let's shoot. I get in the Tesla. I drive around. Occasionally, I bring out my camera so I can get some footage. And then he doesn't say much the entire time. You don't get going until about 6. And that's when I have to go get my kids.
Regardless, he hangs up the phone. And I'm like, Jason, what was that? And he's like, what? I'm like, are you trying to get back together with your ex? And he's like, nah, why would you say that? And he does.
I love your impression of
he
me.
He does this whole like,
why do you say that?
Naggy Jason Nash thing. And like,
I'm nagging? You're the one that's nagging me. I had a simple call with
and
my
sometimes, ex-wife. Sometimes when he thinks it's so ridiculous, I'll see his fingers fidget to like turn on the camera. And I'll just hear the click. I'm like, here it goes. but no, Jason was hands down flirting with his wife. And I think it's very cute because it's kind of maintaining like a solid relationship. And I totally stand by it. But at the same time, I'd appreciate it if Jason just fessed up to it and just owned up to still being in love with his ex-wife. She's the mother of your kids.
I am.
You are?
I'm in love with her.
Why don't we call
finally
her?
Finally broke it down right now.
Why don't we call her right now?
And tell
her
say
how you,
what?
And tell her how you feel.
You want to?
Baby, I love you so much. What would she do?
I'm almost thinking about doing it just so we'd have some good content. But that would really, really be fucked up.
What a fucked up
thing to do.
What do you think she would say if you called her? And you said, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
First of all, she'd say, am I on the podcast? I don't want to be on the podcast. Because I know she'd peer you in the background.
You say something nice to her and you're like, am I on a YouTube video?
I have to work, David. You don't understand. You're so young. You don't understand what it's like to have to like, you know, massage relationships.
I understand. I understand that you're in love with her and that's okay. We don't.
And my mother's not dead either. So please stop saying that. We're on the plane. We're on the private plane that SeatGeek got us, uh-huh. and we're flying. And I thought, oh, this would be cool. I'll call my mom.
Yeah,
she'd probably never been on a private plane. She'd think it was cool, and she was with all her friends.
Poor woman passed away before private planes were invented.
I get her on the phone. David pulls out his. I get her on FaceTime. David pulls out the camera. We can't really hear anything because Scott's blasting Portugal and the Man for the 80th time. But what my mom can hear is David go, "Hey, I thought you were dead."
No,
my mother was like,
"No,
she was shocked." Her face. What did you say?
I said, "Oh my God, are we able to talk to her because we're closer to heaven?"
Yeah, that's what you say. You didn't even use it in the vlog.
I know, because I felt bad. You reacted.
No, that's not why you didn't use it. It's because the sound was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you.
No, and you actually reacted pretty bad because you told me that your mom has heard the joke that I think she's dead before.
Yeah.
Oh, she has. Okay.
She has.
I didn't want to just lay it on. I for a second, I thought that was the first time she's heard it, and I felt really bad.
Oh, no. That's okay.
No. But yeah. And then I was like, "Pilot, take us higher so we can meet his parents."
Oh, that's why you didn't use it, because it wasn't frame right. I remember you showed it to me.
It didn't make sense in the montage. But yeah, his mom's not dead. It's a huge ongoing joke I love. It's really going to suck when she does pass away.
Oh, it's going to be awful. She's my life.
Yeah.
She's the best. My mother was the best. Let's want to get into it? Okay, sure. I was born in a small town.
You had an awful dad, apparently. So your dad.
Wake up. My dad was rough.
Your dad was rough, but your mom was like the nice one.
She was so nice.
Did your mom ever cheat on your dad?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You want to get her on the phone and ask?
Do you?
No. Then we'd have to get in the private plane again and fly really high, just to get that connection.
I liked how fast dinner was.
Oh my god! Yeah, it was really fast.
Oh yeah. Hey, have you ever? No, I wanted to ask you something.
What?
How long? Have you wanted to be a YouTuber?
How long have I wanted to be a YouTuber?
Yeah, when did you want to be a YouTuber?
That's a fun question.
Yeah, thanks. I thought of it myself.
There was like an awkward pause because I told Jason, I'm like, "Jason, midway through the podcast, I'm going to point to you and I want you to ask me how long I've wanted to be a YouTuber, because I want to talk about it, but I want to make it seem natural." And the entire conversation that we were just having about his mom, I was pointing to Jason and he was like, "What are you doing?"
No, that's not true. You pointed once and I kind of had
I pointed a couple times.
I had some recall problems.
And it just hit and he's like, oh, yeah. Well, how long did you want to be a YouTuber for? I actually wanted to talk about how long I wanted to be a YouTuber for, because when I was a kid, being a YouTuber was like a really, really big thing.
I got some gum in my arm.
Yeah. I didn't want to bring it up because it was so distracting. Jason has a gum on his armpit hair. And he's been playing with it this entire podcast.
I'm so sorry, David. I didn't mean to distract you.
But I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want people to be very confused at home. It's hard to explain because how the fuck do you get gum attached to your armpit?
Well, it's warm. I'm warm. I run hot. And so I roll my sleeves up.
Okay.
Well, let me explain it.
You're warm and you melted the gum because you usually keep it under your armpits. What the fuck are you going to say?
I'm going to explain it.
Literally for the past 18 minutes in this podcast, there has been gum under Jason's armpit that he's been playing with, and I've had to ignore it because I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to drag attention to such a stupid, stupid thing.
It hurts.
It's straight up gum, and it's pulling his arm and his like chest closer together because it's just a long... How did you get that attached there?
Okay, well, like I said, I run a little hot and I roll my sleeves up.
Uh-huh.
Let me take a picture. Yeah, my sleeves up. Now, you know, I chew that Nicorette, but I don't want to chew gum. I don't want to chew gum on the audio, right? That's not good.
Gum into your armpit.
Yeah.
Just instead of chewing it.
Well, no. I was holding the gum while you started talking. And then I was a little tired, so... the gum, I put the gum, I kind of just, I think I rested my hand there. And then right around minute two of the show, I was like, oh shit.
My arms are stuck.
Yeah. And then I started pulling it out and there's still some in there.
Jason, you cannot be serious.
I'm dead serious.
Dude, you can't make this stuff up. Like, this is who Jason is. He was.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm pretty great.
As I was saying.
Yeah, well, how long you want to be a YouTuber, man?
I've been wanting to be a YouTuber for quite a while. In my school, all we would talk about in class would be wanting to be YouTubers.
Yeah?
And, like, how much money we would make. Because we'd watch YouTubers, and we'd see how much money they were making, all the cars they were buying, the houses they were buying.
Yeah.
And, like, it was a topic.
Who were some of the ones that you would admire?
The FaZe guys. We'd watch the FaZe guys a lot.
Is the FaZe guys the same as FaZe? Yeah, it's
the FaZe guys now. Yeah, we'd watch those guys.
The same guys?
A lot of video game guys.
Okay.
All we would do is video game guys. And they were buying these huge houses, these nice cars. They would be giving away Xboxes every time. It was nuts. So we always were like, oh my God, it'd be amazing to be like them. So I bought an HD PVR, which is like to record your video game play. So I wanted to become a video game player, on YouTube. Like, I want to be a commentator.
Yeah.
And I was very good at video games. I was playing Call of Duty, and for the first week it was out, I was number 42 in the world.
What does that mean, a commentator? Like, you crack jokes while you play?
Yeah, like, I play and I just talk about the gameplay, and I talk about my life. Kind of like a podcast, but with, like, video games.
Got it.
Under it. And I was very kick-ass at, like, I was really good at Call of Duty.
Yeah, you were, like, 38th
42,
in the world.
42. Yeah, 42. At my peak.
Good, good.
And wonderful. I couldn't get the PVR to work, so I couldn't record my gameplay. And I think that was, like, my best, like, thing that's ever happened to me. Because I know that if I would have started YouTube that way, I would have just continued going YouTube that way. And I would have never, like, gotten to meet everyone I know now. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it didn't work. Like, it just didn't. It was broken because I bought it on Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
And it just wasn't working. So I just gave it up completely.
Well, you have a great ability of looking at things the right way.
What do you
like
mean?
The other day when I said, "Oh, I lost all this. I lost this brand deal. I lost all this money."
Yeah, Jason recently lost in total of $90,000. $95,000 of brand deals,
And I didn't go gambling.
And I was trying to explain to him that he sees it this way too. But I was like, "Look at the bright side. You don't have to post for all those brands.
So true.
You don't have to know your followers with posts for McDonald's, Burger King, and you know, all week.
But you don't have to go to the bank."
Yeah, great.
And deposit.
And you don't have to.
An $80,000 and a $15,000 check.
And you don't have to pay. You don't have to buy lunch for your kids.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
No problem. We don't have to be bothered to go to a restaurant. We'll just go to the trash can.
Yeah. And you don't have to put your kids through college.
Not at all.
Because you can't.
And I don't have to look at them with respect in their eyes.
Yeah. There's no need for that. There's honestly no room for respect in a relationship like that anyways. But yeah, I was always too lazy to start YouTube.
Right.
Because I was just like, I can't do it. And then Vine came along, and Vine was like that lazy man's YouTube. And I mean, the first two Vines I made, I was like, this is it. I was like, I am doing it, and I'm going to do it.
Right.
Like, I took it very seriously, and I very well knew what it was going to be.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, and I wasn't posting consistently, but I'm
at
like,
this point, you're a junior in high school?
Yeah, I'm like a sophomore junior in high school, and I'm like, and I'm getting into Vine.
Wow.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. So you were 16.
I was 16.
You're 21 now.
So you were
5 years ago?
You were 53. Sorry. You get really bummed out with these old jokes recently. It's getting to you, huh? You want to talk to someone about it?
I'll talk to you about it.
Jason was very young 5 years ago. He was 39.
That was great. 39 was great.
That's crazy that you started social media and like, that's so crazy. Could you imagine as a 39-year-old thinking a guy who I'm going to be spending a lot of my days with is finishing up his freshman orientation right now? Like, how ridiculous is that to think? You were a 39-year-old man with 6-year-old kids, living life.
Mm-hmm.
You were married. Everything was going dandy. And then you're
not really.
Not really. And then you're like, in 6 years, it's all going to be in the shitter. And I'm going to be hanging out with a freshman.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. This is it.
I think it's amazing.
Where I landed. You know how many people would want to fucking kill to be me?
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm fucking living the life, David.
No, I think...
So don't you start for a second.
I think we both got very lucky to find each other.
Thanks, man. I think so, too.
No, I think it's really cool.
As he moves far, far away from me. Yeah. He just shifted in his Barca lounge.
I'm like, that comment was too nice. I'm going to sit back here now. No, but I think it's really dope that you're approaching, you know, the end of your time. And I'm kind of just kicking into gear. I think it's cool how we can cross paths and I can squeeze the juice out of you for your last couple of years here on Earth.
I can't wait till something bad happens to you.
I'm going to die first. I know I'm going to die first. And people are going to go back to this podcast and they're going to be like, oh my God, he called it. I'm going to die first.
I have that footage of you saying how you're going to die.
Oh my God, I'm going to die.
I saved it.
It's going to be in some freak accident.
No, you're not. This is what's going to happen.
Okay. You know how I'm going to die?
No. I know what's going to happen with you.
Okay.
You're a little unstable right now.
Okay.
Okay? But I'm hoping that you stay alive enough, maybe for the next 18 months. I see you calming down a little bit.
Maybe for the next...
You're becoming a little more rational.
Uh-huh.
A little bit.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
I'll still make it. Listen, if you're scared about putting your kids through college, I'll be here for that.
Yeah, please just stay around until they go to college. So 10 years.
No. I'll be
just
good.
Don't crash your car.
That's my biggest fear, is crashing my car.
Yeah, well, don't be a shit.
And the worst part about
the other day, we're fucking driving. We're going by a sidewalk full of people. So 500 people. And I don't know what you're doing. You're like recording a mixtape.
No. My biggest fear about crashing my car is I know I'm not going to die in it because the safety features are insane. but I know that someone else can get hurt. And that's why I have toned my driving down. And I try not to be like complete psychopath because it's...
Yeah.
I know, I always say this, my biggest fear is taking someone else's life. And like,
just chill out, man. You got it all.
Thank you.
You got a nice girlfriend.
I do. Dude, I saw Liza today.
You got a really... cool co-host. I missed her a lot.
I got a what?
What?
What'd you say?
Got a really cool co-host.
For what?
For the show.
Oh, this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Holy shit. Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. I'm going to go drown myself. No. I do. I have a cool co-host. Wait. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm waiting for you to say something.
No, I have a cool co-host. I'm very happy that I get to do the show with Jason.
Thank you.
You mean a lot to me. Please go buy our merch. It's going to be, I'm going to, you get 10% off with the promo code VIEWS.
Yeah, the t-shirt will be mailed out on September 4th, I am told.
Oh, yeah. The two t-shirts you can buy on, they're great t-shirts.
I have one. I wear it all the time.
50% of the money goes to Jason.
Yeah.
Which then I come back.
And take the 70% of that 50%.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And then on top of that, I come in and then he pays the rent for my place.
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to just because you're busy. Hopefully they'll pay me back.
No, but go buy the shirts. Go buy the Too Much Scotty shirts. They're 20% off right now. When you guys go buy the merch, it really helps out. And Jason, it really excites Jason.
Yeah, it's exciting to think of that there would be some money since I don't make any money at YouTube anymore.
Yes, we have all gotten our YouTube checks kind of cut. We don't make as much buku money. But I want to give you guys a quick update before we go. The hurricane actually ended something. The hurricane had one positive effect.
What was that?
And this is from the words of my lawyer. He said, if it wasn't for the hurricane, they would have taken away DACA, which is what's keeping me in this country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Trump came out and he said he's getting rid of it. And the next day, the hurricane got too severe and all attention, especially because there's so many courts in Texas that have to deal with DACA, it got postponed.
Oh, wow.
So until, and if you guys are new to the podcast, DACA is what's keeping me in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So my lawyer called me and he's like, it's not looking good. There's a chance they're taking it away and you're going to have to be removed from the country. Right. How crazy is that going to be?
Where's your lawyer?
Who's my lawyer?
In Chicago or here?
He's here. He's great. He's the best. But how crazy would it be if ICE, which is like, you know, the deportation people, they show up at my door?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
It'd be fucking great. We'd all be like, ha ha, David. It's funny.
It'd be amazing. It'd be great. But I mean, I would probably have a really hard time posting afterwards.
from Slovakia.
Yeah, I'd have to come up with new times. I'd probably have to upload there at like 2 a.m.
I'm a huge star in Musical.ly. I'm a huge star in Japan on Musical.ly. So.
Maybe I'll move to Japan. Yeah. That's the great part. When I get deported from this country,
yeah,
I don't have to move to Slovakia. I can go to England and just be the...
Can you?
Yeah.
You can?
I can go and just find new British friends.
Just find a new Zane and a new Jason.
Everyone, I just find another 50-year-old man with a British accent. I start a podcast.
Tie me to the wall now.
I start a podcast. It's us having tea. It's us having tea and talking about stupid stuff.
I was
stuff.
Down that before I met you, David. Hey, so I'm excited about
Australia. Thank you.
Go ahead.
No.
I'm excited about Australia. We're going to Australia soon.
And yes, I don't think I'll be able to go to it. If this doesn't get figured out, I have an appointment with immigration at 7 a.m. on Friday.
You're not going to Australia?
There's a very good chance that I'm not going to be able to make it because of everything that's happening right now.
Oh, man.
But I'm going to pull through. It's costing me a lot of money just to do this. Like, this isn't like my lawyer's handling this all for free. It's costing me a lot of money. Very annoying. But it's part of the game. So what's going
to
happen?
I'm looking forward to not having to take care of my kids for 6 days.
Guys, go buy my merch. It's going to really help me with all the court fees. And if I ever move back to Slovakia, I want to buy a huge farm. So buy a shit ton of the merch.
Oh, you never told me that before. Are you serious?
No, I made it up. All right, guys. Well, that's it for today's Views podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe. Tweet us. Give us some feedback. We love hearing feedback from the podcast.
Don't like and subscribe in here.
Tell your friends. Everyone tell your friends about the podcast.
Yeah.
Because then we can make more money.
And we should do 2 a week.
Maybe we'll do 2 a week. We'll see.
All right.
And MeUndies, please come back. I don't know what the hell we did today to piss you guys off. But please come back. Hi. Bye-bye.